Good morning. A deepening storm system over the Canadian Maritimes will drive a strong northwesterly wind through interior New York and New England today. Leftover moisture will be wrung out in the form of passing snow showers, especially across the higher terrain and immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. In the snow belts, we can expect a couple of inches of snow today, and across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains as well, while little or no accumulation is likely elsewhere. Still, though, with that driving northwesterly flow, at times gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour, temperatures will be unseasonably cold and only manage to get into the middle and upper 30s on average for daytime highs. In that northwesterly flow, an area of energy will swing through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and enhance the chance of a few more snow showers overnight tonight. Even some valley locations could get a light dusting, but the best chance for a few inches of snow will be across the higher terrain during the overnight period, and additional snow will add up downwind of Lake Ontario in the snow belt areas. Overnight lows will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will then build in for the day on Tuesday, and it will be dry and cold with much less wind, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 40. At this point, we'll watch a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere take over and begin to dominate the weather through the rest of the week. The result will be mostly sunny skies and highs bouncing back into the lower 50s on Wednesday, more sunshine in the upper 50s to around 60 on Thursday, and with mostly sunny skies, highs should be in the lower 60s by Friday. The nice warm-up will continue into the weekend with partly to mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large upper-level ridge will generate above-average temperatures across the Great Basin and into the plains over the next couple of days. High temperatures will be over 20 degrees above normal for more of the northwest and northern plains today, then across the northern and central plains tomorrow. Continued dry and warm conditions over Southern California will contribute to the ongoing elevated fire weather risk for that area through Tuesday. Meanwhile, in the east, a cold front that swept off the east coast is ushering in well below normal temperatures on the heels of a gusty northwest wind that will at times gust up to 50 miles per hour from the Great Lakes to the Appalachians and the east coast. Wind advisories have been issued for parts of these regions. With the cold winds blowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, lake effect snow will occur and add up to about 2 to 4 inches downwind of Lake Erie and as much as 3 to 6 inches downwind of Lake Ontario and up to 9 inches in localized areas of the Adirondacks and the Tug Hill. Blowing snow will significantly reduce the visibility in these locations, making for hazardous travel. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in snow grains, snow, freezing fog, and blowing snow at 14 degrees with a northwest wind at 54 gusting to 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 23 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 29, 85% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.61 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Winter Haven, California, to a low of 5 at Escort Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy near 50, Boston mostly cloudy and windy with a few showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with a few rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 48 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 39, that's 5 degrees below normal. 0.14 of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month so far, and 0.03 of an inch above normal, 29.81 inches for the year, which is 3.43 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 82, set in 1950, and the record low, 19, in 1976 and 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:46 p.m., 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds near 40. More sunshine on Wednesday in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny, upper 50s to around 60 on Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Friday and Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.